Breaking news. This is your late night World War III update coming to you from an undisclosed location in a tractor under the light of the moon. I was not going to make a video, but the news is coming in at such a fast pace that were I not to, I would have a 3-hour video tomorrow. In the last 12 hours, every theater of conflict in the world is flaring up simultaneously. Remember yesterday when I said it's just going to take one of these wars to really intensify for all of the dominoes to start to fall? Well, get a load of what has happened today. We have a surfacing Chinese nuclear-armed submarine in the Taiwan Strait, completely caught the Taiwanese off guard. We have an incident with the Philippines underway with the Chinese. We have the North Korean border going parabolic in that the North Koreans have made a small-scale incursion 150 meters into South Korean territory. Okay, this is meanwhile, Vladimir Putin is visiting Kim Jong-un for the first time in 24 years. We have shots fired on the border there in light of the backstory that is very extensive, that has been culminating in the last couple weeks. And now we have a couple North Koreans that supposedly lost their lives due to mining operations on the border. So they're mining the border. That's how serious this is. And North Korea now is in possession of 90 nuclear weapons. If they are empowered by the Russians to get all of the appropriate satellite technology that they are going to need, they will without a doubt be able to launch multiple electromagnetic pulse weapons over the United States and possibly Europe if they so choose. But that's not all. Today, looks like our flashlight died. Today we have Jake Sullivan coming out just within the last 6 hours, okay, saying that now the Ukrainians are allowed to target beyond the Kharkov region. You know, before it was limited to a 200-kilometer radius from Kharkov, at least officially, we know that that was probably bullshit and they were likely targeting beyond that with American weapon systems before. Now, they're saying that, you know what, we've decided that you can target beyond that. In light of all of the escalatory rhetoric that we have heard in the last few days, you would think they would tone it down a bit. Nope. As we've been saying for the longest time, there's a reason why they're nuclear posturing. There's a reason why they're putting the nukes on the highest state of readiness, why they're practicing strategic dispersal. Guys, this is the real deal. They are going for broke. Just today, a day after Netanyahu relieved his war cabinet of their duties and disbanded that group, just today, they've already come up with an operational plan to take Lebanon, to go in and fight a war with Lebanon. And usually once they approve operational plans, it's only a couple weeks before they start making those moves. Now, they're never going to officially announce it as such. It's going to play out just like the Rafah invasion did. There was this buildup. When are they going to do it? They made a slight incursion initially, and that was the tip of the spear. And then they flooded in there afterwards. And now the operation is almost nearing completion, in fact. But the fact that you have all of these things happening at the same time, and just today, one of Russia's foreign ministers, I believe he's the foreign minister, not Lavrov, but Sergei Ryabkov, had said that they are going to now officially be changing their nuclear doctrine. A few days ago, this was just a rumor. Now it's 100% confirmed. The Russians are going to be changing their nuclear doctrine. This means that either one of two things, and I'm going to tell you what I think it's likely about, just based on what we're seeing. The Russians have a policy of no first nuclear use. However, these nuclear doctrines, as I've long since suspected, are likely just for public consumption, meaning that when the shit's getting ready to go down, it's not going to matter what's written in your nuclear doctrine. You are going to do what's necessary for the survival. Oh, let me put that light on there. Is that a little bit better? For the survival of your society. Now, what they're going to likely do is find some sort of clause that permits them to utilize tactical nuclear weapons. I think this is what we are going to see. Most people are anticipating that they're going to afford themselves the right to utilize nukes in a preemptive strike. That is, if we suspect that you are going to nuke us, we will nuke you first, which is contrary to their current policy, which is officially that if we get nuked, that's when we will nuke back. Preemptive nuclear doctrines are very dangerous. They're dangerous just with the risk of intentional nuclear strike. But all of this enhanced nuclear readiness across the map increases the likelihood of accidents happening. Okay, an accident could happen tonight. Any day now, we could wake up in the morning to the news. And here in the West, of course, where their days are our nights, typically, that is probably how it's going to play out for most people. So, just the fact that all of this is happening so quickly, the Russians are about to change their nuclear doctrine. Now, is it to allow the use of low-yield tactical nuclear weapons, and are we actually going to see the normalization of tactical nukes? I think that's very likely what we could be seeing at this point. Recall yesterday I told you that based on a new assessment by an international committee that reviews nuclear weapons stockpiles, nuclear weapons proliferation is up 13%. The Israelis are enriching more plutonium, getting ready for the Samson option, because many people believe that they don't have what they need to go after Lebanon. In fact, just today, Lebanon released a 10, what was it, like a 10-minute long video or something like that, showed one of their drones penetrating Israeli airspace undetected, revealing some of their most prized strategic assets. Now, why you would do that and reveal that information just as a flex when you know the inevitable is coming, like to me, that's like revealing a zero day. Why would you waste that? Okay, why would you not maintain that element of surprise? Because now Israel has already moved towards reinforcing and filling that air defense system with a multi-layered air defense to ensure that that type of incursion into their territory can't happen again. So things are just popping off in all directions. And on the same day, they accuse the Iranians of running computer simulations on how to make nuclear weapons. Now, they claim that they have no official proof of this. However, that they do have evidence to support the idea that this could be happening, that Iran is looking into nuclear modeling. Now, how they would have this information, I don't know. This is interesting in light of the fact of the story I broke yesterday that talked about how the US military, and this is on usmilitary.com, are currently doing training of storming underground nuclear facilities. I mean, you can't make this stuff up. Nvidia is single-handedly propping up the market, okay, reaching record highs day after day after day. People are refinancing their homes to buy Bitcoin. Okay, that's the mania. That's the level of mania right now. And while all of this Nvidia craziness is happening in the retail sector, you know what the insiders are doing who got in early? They are selling. There's a lot of insider selling right now. That's who is selling all the shares that all the retail investors are going to be left holding the bag with when this shit pops off with Taiwan and everybody realizes where all the chips were made. So guys, this shit is going crazy. Now, on the same day, you have Kamala Harris meeting with some guild of transgendered people. I don't know what it is, but just the contrast between the visit between Vladimir Putin and Kim Jong-un that everybody in the West loves to chuckle at in a very patronizing manner. Haha, look at how goofy and silly that is. Just to see that contrast between the frivolity and decadence of the West and the discipline and the stern, ironclad unity of the East is just staggering to anybody who has eyes. And one thing people need to keep in mind about North Korea is this. You might look at the North Koreans and you might think, look at their archaic, lots of archaic conventional weapons technology. And the West loves to joke about how their artillery shells aren't working and all this bullshit. The same thing they said about the Russians running out of missiles is the same tired rhetoric that we're hearing today. I'm going to tell you something about the North Koreans. The North Koreans are probably one of the most dangerous countries, not just countries, but in all history. Never in all history has there been a country that was so homogeneous in its culture, so deeply indoctrinated and all inculcated with the same ideals and values and worship of their leader. Never before have we seen such a tightly held authoritarian dictatorship. Not even during the Third Reich did you see this. Now imagine if you enable that with energy and technology. Okay, just imagine the North Koreans who've just done nothing for the last 20 years but dig bunkers and build weapons and get ready for World War III that Kim Jong-un told us was going to come in November. It looks like it's starting a little bit late, but they all predicted this. Prigozhin, before he died, he said that, you better get ready for World War III and you better find a good seat at the table because you're going to be drafted anyways. Remember when he said that? But something to keep in mind is that here in the West, where we value individualism, capitalism, just the free market economics in general, is great when times are good, when there's an abundance of energy, when global trade corridors are secure. It is amazing. That's how you reach new prosperous heights of intellectual innovation, the likes of which these authoritarian societies cannot touch. But let me tell you something. When things start to contract, you enable North Korea, who is just like a latent superpower right now. And the Chinese and the Russians know it. This is why the Chinese and the Russians, in spite of likely having enough surplus energy and food to share with North Koreans' piddly 23 million population, I don't think they've done it because they know, even though the North Koreans are their allies, you don't want to give a group like that too much power. I mean, imagine 23 million people that are willing to do whatever their leader says, whether they fear death or believe it or not. And sure, there's some dissidents there, no doubt. And of course, they have to be very quiet about it and probably are even scared to talk to their own family members because of the synoptical surveillance model practice in those types of societies. But could you imagine if they made a concerted, dedicated effort? And when you have all of these authoritarian societies, regimented societies with clear-cut goals, fully mobilized, unified culturally, politically, economically, and just consolidation across every sector of society towards one end. And look what's happening here. Okay, we can't agree on anything here. Okay, we're still, I mean, they're going to try to pass this thing to get women drafted, which is going to, it's like herding cats over here. Okay, so if you enable that, if you empower that, a great example, I was talking to a friend tonight and I was saying, it's a lot like that movie Apocalypse Now, where Marlon Brando is describing the groups that they encountered, in which the example was that they encountered this tribe in the movie where they attempted, and it's based in the Vietnam War, and they were trying to, basically colonize this place. And he was talking about a tribe who, instead of having their children inoculated, instead cut off all of their children's arms. Now, this is not a true story. It's a movie, but he's trying to make a point. Cut off all their children's arms to prove to the colonizers that we are not going to submit to your indoctrination and your subjugation, so that they were willing to go that distance. And he made a very important statement in that movie. He said that if I had 100 men who had the will to do that, regardless of the emotional pain that it would cause in the short term, our problems here would have been solved a long time ago. Imagine when North Korea just becomes conscious. That's just North Korea. And North Korea is probably the worst of all of them, but, you know, China is obviously communistic to a lesser extent. You have the Iranians, which is a theocracy. Of course, they have some memory of some Western liberal ideals there in that country, and Russia as well has that to a greater extent. But when put against the West, who has an election every 4 years, who can barely tie its shoes, who can't formulate a coherent sentence in a 2-minute long press conference. I mean, you know, we are very smug and arrogant about our capabilities. And I'm warning people right now that things are going to get crazy very, very fast. Now they're rolling out the mass testing for bird flu. So if you think the price of food is high right now, just wait. It is about to skyrocket. This is why we're always promoting stockpiling of all of the essential provisions that you need from day to day. But beyond that, getting stuff that you might need if it all goes down. Because growing food, keeping animals, keeping them secure, it's very hard to do. It's a lot of work. So do this now. This is the peak. This is the top. There is no top like the top that is characterized by people refinancing their homes to buy Bitcoin. That is the definition of the bubble. This is the bubble. This is the top. We're going into war in Lebanon. That is going to catapult, no pun intended, based on what we've seen with the trebuchets in Israel and Lebanon lately. But that is just going to cause oil to skyrocket if it really, really gets hot. Because, of course, the Iranians have said that they are going to support Hezbollah. So things are going to get very, very ugly all at once. It's a grand chessboard. Biden thinks that he's going to open the spigot of the strategic oil reserve, and that is going to somehow suppress global oil prices, and it will for a short period of time. But I'm telling you, man, this thing is getting ready to break. It's getting ready to break. It's going to break. It's going to break. Keep on prepping, my friends.